Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, November 24, 2019 is Spinophorosaurus. Spinophorosaurus is a genus of sauropod dinosaur that lived during the Middle Jurassic period. The first two specimens were excavated in Niger the 2000s by German and Spanish teams under difficult conditions. The skeletons were brought to Europe and digitally replicated, making Spinophorosaurus the first sauropod to have its skeleton 3D printed, and were to be returned to Niger in the future. Together, the two specimens represented most of the skeleton of the genus, and one of the most completely known basal sauropods of its time and place. The first skeleton was made the holotype specimen of the new genus and species Spinophorosaurus nigerensis in 2009. The generic name, spine-bearing lizard, refers to its spiked osteoderms, and the specific name refers to where it was found. A juvenile sauropod from the same area was later assigned to the genus. The subadult holotype specimen is estimated to have been around 13 meters, 43 feet, in length, whereas the parotype was about 14 meters, 46 feet, long. The shoulder height reached by these individuals was estimated at around 4 meters, 13 feet, and the weight at about 7 metric tons, 7.7 short tons. The brain case was short, deep, and broad, and the neuroanatomy was in some ways intermediate between that of basal sauropodomorphs and the more derived neosauropods. The teeth were spatulate, spoon-shaped, and had large spaced denticles at the top of the crown, an ancestral feature in sauropods. The neck of Spinophorosaurus is one of the most completely known among sauropods, containing 13 vertebrae. The dorsal vertebrae had multiple small air-filled internal chambers, a feature typical of later more derived sauropods. The tail was powered by strong musculature and had a rear section that was rather rigid due to long and overlapping chevron bones. Osteoderms bearing spikes appear to have been placed on the tail tip in two pairs. A similar feature is seen in the related Shunosaurus. Spinophorosaurus has been classified as either a very basal sauropod, or inside Eusauropoda, a more derived group. The anatomy, age, and location of specimens indicate that important developments in sauropod evolution may have occurred in North Africa, possibly controlled by climatic zones and plant biogeography. Features of the vestibular apparatus suggest that vision and coordinated eye, head, and neck movements were important in Spinophorosaurus. Due to the completeness of Spinophorosaurus, 3D models have been made of the skeleton, and used to test its range of motion. One study suggests it may have been a high browser, and another examined possible mating postures. The spikes on the tail may have been used for defense. Sutures between the neural arches with the center of the vertebrae were more complex in the front part of the trunk of Spinophorosaurus, since stresses were probably greatest in that region. Spinophorosaurus is known from the Erhaser Shale, a geological formation thought to be Middle Jurassic in age. It was formed by deposits from rivers and lakes in a great river valley system. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:26 UTC on Sunday, November 24, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Spinophorosaurus. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.